when God gives you instructions like this, you must ensure that you are listening. Because that means if he's teaching you about patience, that means there'll be opportunities to be patient. If he's teaching you about being faithful, that means there'll be opportunities of letting go of things. And so he's teaching us this morning. And I want to take from Jesus' parable in Luke 18. Luke chapter 18. Let me say it like Pastor Peter Akilomo said. The gospel according to Luke. Familiar scripture we all know. Verse 1. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end. Men ought to always pray and not to faint. Men ought to always pray and not to faint. Some versions say men ought to pray and not to turn out badly. Some versions say men ought to pray and not to give up. What does your own version say? And not to lose heart. Which other, who has something else? Not to be discouraged. Not to give up. Men ought to pray and not to give up. And after saying that, he now presses further. He says, there was in a city a judge that didn't fear God and did not regard man too. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she wearies me. So, this unjust judge does not fear anybody. He doesn't fear man. He doesn't fear God. Reminds me of what I saw some weeks back. Someone said, atheist. You are forming atheist. You only believe in science. You only believe in science. But you have 70 over 100 in physics. Chemistry exists 60 over 100 or something. Biology 11 over 100. And you say you don't believe in God. You only believe in science. Some people are just stupid. Sometimes you wonder the theory of science and you say, which one even takes greater faith? I think I've said it before. I think if you want me to believe in science, come with something more logical. Don't tell me Big Bang. Don't tell me nonsense. Don't tell me humans came from ape. That's such a very logical thing to the mind. That's faith already. If I can believe that I came from ape. And to date, no other, I've not seen any other ape becoming human or cat becoming ape. Or plant becoming, you are not reasoning. So I think that one is even harder to believe than Jesus rose from the dead. At least you have seen people rise from the dead. Amen. So this unjust judge does not fear anybody. Okay, would you? But this woman kept coming back. So she didn't give up. And don't forget, men ought to always press in, men ought to always pray, and not to give up. And so we are looking at that relentless attitude. That relentless attitude. Jesus calls that woman, what that woman did, faith. Let's read on. And the Lord said, verse 6, hear what the unjust judge says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, who cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Shall he find faith? So, Jesus calls what that woman did, he calls an act of faith when you don't give up. He says, that is faithfulness. That is faithfulness. He calls it faith. How many times have we given up on people? Have we given up on what God has put in our hands? How many times have we given up on relationships? I mean, that we even given up on ourselves. And this morning, he's calling us and he says, don't give up. So I don't give up. It's easy to say than to do. It's easy to say than to do. The Christian faith is a tenacious faith. I think I said this 2017, for those of you who are there. It's a faith that holds on. Are you listening to me? What you call Christianity means you are going to hold on. There's nothing like giving up in the Christian faith. You must learn to stay with things. Are you listening to me? You must learn to stay with things, to stay with people. Some people are just so fear whether if something just goes south, I mean, something just goes wrong, small, They've changed party. Like Nigerian politicians. Now they say, who am I voting for? How can I know? I can't know until the election. Because the person that is in the PDP will still go to APC. And he will tell you that APC is the best thing that has ever happened to him. And the one that was in APC will go to PDP and he will tell you that this is the party that is right. Everything for the pocket. Amen? You know, and that's the way some people live their lives. You have a disciple. And because the disciple messed up or is not living up to the standard of how you taught, then you teach the person. Then just leave. That is unlike Christ. That is very unlike Christ. Some people have friends that you have ditched because of they were in times of trouble. That is unlike Christ. Men ought to always press in and not to faint. Always stay true. You know what? God rewards unrelenting people. He rewards people who, regardless of what is happening, they stay faithful. Learn to stay faithful. I mean, it's just as simple as that. Just stay faithful. A familiar story that will come to you from the scriptures will be the story of this woman, Mrs. Ruth. Turn your Bibles to me, to the book of Ruth. Don't start opening to Revelation side. Ruth is after Judges, before 1 Samuel. Before you start looking at that Philemon side. Are you there? You know the story of Ruth. This is a woman who had her own husband. And the husband went to fight. Went to war. The military personnel. And did not come back. And so she and the other woman, Oprah, who is, what will you call her now? What will you call the other lady? What will you call her to Ruth? This is Tyler. She also married the brother of her own husband. What will be the appellation now? In the same bondage. We don't know the name. And some of you went you were studying English. You have sister-in-law. You see sister-in-law. How? Or is that sister-in-law square? Because their own in-law is not direct. But let's see. Now it came to pass, verse 1, in the days where the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land, and the children of the men of Bethlehem went to sojourn in the country of Moab, and his wife and his two sons, and the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab, and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took themselves wives, women of the Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelt there 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Again, if it was today, they would have said they should conduct deliverance for Naomi. You know? Conduct deliverance. Just like that woman that the Pharisees came to ask Jesus. And there was a woman who married the husband that married the brother, then married the other brother. Said to the seventh one, said, whose wife shall she be on the resurrection? That's if she makes the resurrection, because they would have done deliverance for her. So much if they will bath her head at the river. They will wash her head, wash every part. Every anything from your mother's house. Sometimes leave the people in your mother's house. They are not that wicked. Is that clear? You mean them that much? You need to answer. Sometimes there's no more that happens. Things happen, amen. It's called mortality. It's called mortality. People will leave. There's no time people will not die. And you should not be scared of death. There's nothing big about it. Hallelujah. What you should be scared is not living. You should not be scared of death at all. Be scared of what you are doing with your life now. That's what should matter. But, Amen. Alright. So, I traveled to Ibadan last week. And, the car I was in almost had an accident. And everybody was shouting. You know, the only thing that I know is, I know I was not going to die. I didn't even tell you. So there was no point. I know I was not going to die. At least, I wasn't told now. And I inquired very well. So, anyway, that I was doing, I was just pressing my phone. I had 6 days on. So, I was just pressing my phone. And the woman at the back said, look at this young man. You didn't move. You didn't. I said, you guys scared of dying? You, this woman, you are 60 something. You are like 70 something. What is? How I told her, I said, Mama, what is bothering you like this? I mean, this is me. I probably was the youngest there. There were two at the back. I was in the front. The other man probably was in his 40s or 50s. The driver too would be like, probably 50s or 60s. What is scaring you people? Have you not tasted this world enough? Have you faith? At 70 something, Mama, you still want to chop shawarma. So you shouldn't be scared of death at all. Paul said to die is gain. But you know the person that is saying that one. Sometimes. Just look at things in context. When you say to die is gain, look at the person that is saying it. He has grown. History has died. He was probably in his 60s when he said that. He had planted churches all around Asia. That we're talking about Ephesus, we're talking about Colossae, Thessalonica, Macedonia. We're talking about, he has planted churches. He has raised disciples, Philemon, Titus, Timothy. So if he says to die again, that's not you. You like a partly one disciple. You want to say to die again. To die to where? What do you want to go and do? Where is the gain? To die is deep. You know what I say? Those that do for, say it's deep. To die is red. Don't die. You are kept and preserved by the power of God. Alright, so this woman Naomi is now left with no husband and the two sons gone. Then she arose, verse 6, with her daughter-in-law, and that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. So she wants to go back to where herself and her husband came from when there was famine. Verse 7. Wherefore she went out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return into the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. Sometimes that prayer might not be a good prayer. The Lord deal with you. The Lord deal with you. But she put kindly. Verse 9, the Lord grant you that you find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them and lifted up her voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with you unto your people. Upper two said it. Said, we will not leave you, we will return with you. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in your womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also be a son. So she's being sarcastic now. She's saying, why do you want to follow me? It's not like I'm going to grab an husband today, and I will be a son that you guys will now marry. So because the culture was, when your husband dies, you marry your husband's wife, your husband's brother. So Naomi said they should turn back. Verse 13. Would you tarry for them till they are grown? Would you stay for them from having husband? Nay, my daughters, for it grieves me so much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth gave to her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back to her people and unto her gods. Return thou after your sister-in-law. So, Orpah did not, after she heard the explanation, at first she said, I will go back with you. After she heard the explanation that this woman is true, she cannot give birth and I will not marry this one. She said, thank you, Mama, for all that you are, for all you do. And she went back to her own people and her own God. But Ruth stuck with Naomi. And Ruth said, verse 16, entreat me not to leave you Can we read verse 16 to verse 18? Everybody? And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you. For where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. And your God, my God. Where you die, will I die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so unto me, and more also, if aught but death part thee with me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. What a woman. What a sentence. What a sentence. Very strong words. Where you go, I will go. Your God will be my God. That was enough. Say, where you die, that is where I will be buried. Strong words. Strong words. Do we have people like Ruth? Do we still have people like Ruth? Now, what Orpah did, looking at it on the surface, is not evil. We are only picking a lesson from Ruth's faithfulness. Always stay true. God rewards unrelenting people. Eventually, the Ruth married, Ruth Abokoku. Sorry, we have one that is Ruth here. Did Ruth marry? Yes. Let me now tell you that Ruth now became one of the great, great grandmothers of Jesus. Jesus came through Ruth. What an example. What an example. An example of people who stick with you, even in bad times. We must learn it. We must have it. We must know how to stick. Like I said, don't be a fair weather. See, sometimes things happen. And Satan will try to trick you to give up. To give up and find something else to do. Just give up. Find something else to do. I thought there was a brother like that. He was at the verge of that. He used to teach. He used to teach God's word to children. Secondary schools. And all. He didn't get a job early. But he kept on teaching. I knew him around 2014. Yeah, so he kept on teaching, kept teaching. And because I worked with the Scripture Union for a while, Uncle Solution, and we used to go to secondary schools together, junior secondary schools, to preach. If you grew up in Ibadan, you probably know Uncle Solution. How many of you know Uncle Solution? You don't know Uncle Solution. Call him Uncle Solution. That's not his name. I think he started in your Jesus. You know, so I started following him. I just said, I want to be sharing all these facts. He's a very strict man, but very friendly on the outside. So I saw the impact he had on the youth then, on the teenagers. Always organized camp meetings, always organized seminars and all of that for teenagers. So I kept encouraging his brother. That was about 7 years ago. And at a point, he just said he's going to drop all these children thing. He's going to drop all these children thing. You know, like, the point is that even offering, like, even if it's to be seen offering, these children cannot give offering. I said, bro, it's not what I thought you were doing that you are doing again. Which one is offering? Even if it's offering. And the Bible says those who are getting from by the altar, and they should feed by the altar. Let me abuse you. So he was going to give up. He was going to just close that place. I said, can you press on for 6 more months? I said that by the Spirit. He said, can you just wait for 6 more months? He said, 6 months! M.O.G. He didn't pay. How about you said it? He said, M.O.G. on that day. I said, 6 months. Can you endure for 6 months and see what the Lord can do? And he said, okay, fine. In the third month, he called again. I was still on campus. He called again, he said, go, go work. I got one job at the quarry site. There's a quarry just at the outskirts of Ibadan. That's where he's going to now. I said, you have just 3 more months to go. He said, what if anything doesn't happen after 3 months? I didn't know what to say. Because what God told me to tell him is 6 months. So he said, what if nothing happens after 3 months? Well, let's just wait for 3 months. before we can now know if anything happens or not. And the 3 months, of course, I won't be telling the story if it was not a success. Amen. Got a good job, now doing well. He pastors with the Redeemed Christian Church of God now. Very, very, very vibrant brother. And I'm proud he endured. But how many people can stay true? No, you know, if I had not told him that he should wait for 6 months, he probably would have just given up. Meanwhile, something was on the way. How many times are we at the verge of success? And we just turn back. One of the things that keep me going is, I keep telling myself, I said, what if it's just about to be successful? Now, that is me. It has worked a bit. I don't know, sometimes you just say, But I keep telling myself, what if it is next week? What if it's the next action? I have just learned to stay true to something and to stick with things till it becomes a success. Learn to stay with things till you see it successful. It's a very, very bad trait when you give up easily. That is not what we learned from Christ. Over and over again, we saw his disciples saying nonsense. Jesus would keep saying, how long will I be with you? At a point, they brought someone who was a boy who was possessed. That was in disco into fire. The disciples said, Jesus was praying. The disciples said, don't call him. Don't call him. They told the father. The father said, let's call Jesus now. Call the master. The man said, which master? Leave the master. We are here. Be the boy! Hey, Peter, yeah, what are we going to do? They brought the boy. The boy is here, Peter. I don't know what I said, bring the boy. Andrew said, you know me, I've been quiet. I didn't say anything. He left to me, I'll go and call the master. Judas. Don't mind me, I have their character in my head. There was a teaching I taught while you were there. At, close to that lagoon. Where I taught Matthew 10. He sent them out 2 by 2. Remember? At that back of that, is it library or, you know, I was in the lab. There's this study room that you reach that is close to library. ATK, I think it's okay. Is it ATK? AKT. Sorry. Only ATK. AKT. You remember you were there at the meeting. That was 7 years ago. Remember? Yeah, 7. You know, so, their character is in my head. So they brought the boy, and they get doing drama. Jesus, the EDC called ED. Ide. I know I've been hearing the song from where he was. Ide. And as they were doing it, the demon was angrier. You be healed, calm down. And when Jesus came, he said, this kind of your unbelief cannot go except by prayer and fasting. This thick unbelief. No, he kept enduring them. At a point, there was a storm. Jesus was sleeping. All of them left they came to where Jesus was sleeping. Master! Jesus said, even we just finished teaching now. Hey! Jesus said, man of teaching, you want us to die? How did death quickly come to your mind, Peter? Just rebuke the storm. He said, which storm? He said, faithless generation. So he kept enjoying them. But did you see at any time where he gave up on them? He still gave them the promise that upon the resurrection, it is this same you people that the Spirit of truth will reveal everything. He still made them eyewitnesses and spirit witnesses of his work. That's a lesson. Don't give up on anybody. Don't give up on anybody. There are some of you that, the way you act, sometimes, and I just say, a long about. After many retreats, after many teachings, you know how we teach in this church? After many teachings, see what this one just said again now. What shall we say to these things? Abi Boshola, are there other times that you look at someone like, how can someone say this? Learn not to give up on people. It is what we have learned from Christ. Learn to stay with people. It's called faithfulness. It's called faithfulness. It means even when things are going south, you have told yourself, this is what I have put my heart to do. This is what I have put my heart to do. You know, James tells us to see in James chapter 1 verse 20, verse 12, he says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. He said, because he will receive a crown of glory. James 1:12. Blessed is the man who endures. That is, we will speak well of someone who stays true regardless of what is happening. Let me say it again. Don't give up easily. In fact, remove easily. Don't give up on people. Don't give up on things. Even in the natural. Some people have quit job 5 times. For your graphic design. You say it's not working. You went to digital marketing. You say it's not working. Now you are throwing Kini at Cowbell. You are throwing Dangote. You say that one. Your muscles are complaining. Now you are looking for front desk. After front desk, you still go to back end. You just don't know how to stay with things. Amen. Just don't know how to stay with things. You have called 95 people bestie this year. Your bestie in January is not your bestie in February. What's bestie? Best friend. Abi? I know some of you have many best friends. It's English that is your problem. Because of the best, that I have 3 best friends. You see that? That's an English problem. You have 3 best friends. As per one the Father, one the Son, one the Holy Ghost. You don't know how to just stay with things. One of the traits I have learned to imbibe in my life is that when I am on this side, you know I'm on this side. When I'm here, you know I'm here. You would probably not rack your head around my decisions. Some of you already know what I will say. That's why you don't tell me something. Because you know the side I am on. Learn to just stay true to your convictions, to your friends, to your relationships, to people, to God's work. Blessed is the one who stays true. Blessed is the one who endures temptation. James 1:12. Learn to stay with your disciples. How many people have you seen? You discipled them from spiritual maturity and you saw them grow. How many? Or you have given up on the way of many people. I'm just giving up. I remember Uncle Johnson. Uncle Johnson was from, I can't remember the church. Is that Global Harvest? I think Global Harvest. In 2002. He used to come to our house every Sunday for fellowship. I think I've said it before now. And that's the time I want to go and play ball. Because I like football. Probably I'm the best player here. We will see that one later. You know, so I always like to go and play ball. Sunday evenings. Come on. I had to run from Yagunari's house. Because there used to be one fellowship there too. Now I escaped those ones. Because all those ones old like old people home. You go to fellowship. You are the young one. So they say, I don't know, I'll be beating the drum. You have drum. How can you have drum in fellowship? That's where I mean that you are serious. Tambourine. You know, all those kind of things. Everywhere we smell like old people's house, so I don't really like it. Oh God. Anytime I'm climbing that stairs, it's with sadness and sorrow. You know when you're going to fellowship and you know that I cannot be edified, there's nothing that can happen. Everything they are saying is going here and coming out. So I escaped that one, somehow, based on 1 or 2 strategies. And this Uncle Johnson came. The funny thing is that when he comes, he will now bring something for my mom. You know that already has sealed the fellowship. When he's coming, you know, he says, mommy, mubayimu. And you know, things that also that things, like soap. Things that your mother will tell is soap. There was a time he brought, mug. All this junk. This brother, because of my life, God, my soul. You know, and he will come and he will gather us again. And I'll be looking at the time. Even though his story is always interesting, we always have all these children's stories. You know, but what I learned, after many years, I looked and I said, this brother was consistent. So I've been doing that with children, with teenagers. He's not just going to come on that Sunday, we will have come on Wednesday or Thursday. Sometimes we have assignments. He was in Polytechnic of Ibadan then. He will sit down, do assignments. This one is this. When he leaves our, I'm not the only one who, when he leaves our house, we'll go to the next house. Do assignments there too. He had his job, he was doing a job, he was in Polytechnic. You know, Sunday, we now gather all of us. In one house, then Bobo house. We now gather all of us there. He still give us sweets. And I said, he messaged me recently on Facebook and said, the pastor, well done. I had to send him a message. I said, thank you. Thank you for those years. Because the truth is, I'm a woman, you know, thank God for such places and people who kept us around God's word. Hallelujah. Uncle Johnson. Can't forget it. Probably father of many now. But that tenacity that we will run away like this. And he will still come during the weekend and say, I didn't see you on Sunday, where did you go to? And he will be playing. And I'm telling him, don't do that again. Yeah, I will not do that again. I will do it. I will not do what? I will not do what? Yeah, I will not do that again. Yeah, I say I will not do that again. I will buy you cheeseball. I just like cheeseball. But I will not do that again. I think that was 99 or 2000. You know? This is such a brother. An example of not giving up. How many disciples have you given up? If you start counting, this auditorium will be full. Or people that they were already listening and you just forgot about them. Because it did not come to church one Sunday. Say, this one is not serious.
Amen.
Learn to stay with people. See what God did to Cain. That's such an example. Cain has messed up. Cain had messed up already. Genesis 4. I learned something. In Genesis 4. So Cain and Abel brought sacrifices.
Verse 5.
But unto Cain and his offering, God did not have respect. And Cain was angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your countenance fallen? If you have done well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at your door. Genesis 4:7. And unto you shall be desire, and thou shalt rule over him. So, Cain brought sacrifice, Abel brought sacrifice. And Abel's sacrifice was accepted and Cain's was rejected. And Cain was angry. He said, that was even the first person that brought it. What's all this nonsense? And standing out was calling. See God teaching you discipleship. Why are you angry? He didn't say, you Cain. It is not about the sacrifice, it's about the act. They're not serious. Your head is turning. Why are you angry? If you have done well, and Cain understands what it means to do well. If you have done well, you'll be accepted. If you don't do well, something is at your door. That's a fatherly care. So sin is at your door, and we saw the sin. Eventually, we saw the motions of the sin, not the sin itself. In that he now killed his brother. After he killed his brother, what do you expect God to do? Exactly. Punish him. You expect God to say, if I told you, I've warned you now. Now what's wrong with you? I've warned you. You're getting what belongs to you. I can't pity you. I don't pity you. You got what you rightly deserved. That's not what God did. In fact, Cain was expecting God to be angry. Verse 13. So after he killed his brother, his the repercussion of his actions caught up with him. He's cursed. He's going to be a fugitive. He's going to be a vagabond in all of the earth. Verse 13. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out of this day from the face of the earth. And from thy face shall I hide. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that finds me will kill me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever shall slay Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest anybody finding him should kill him. That sign, that mark is not a mark of beware of him. It's a mark of he's under God's protection. How about that for someone who has utterly messed up? God still says, I will take care of you. Stay with disciples. Even after that cell member has messed up, you are faithful. You are faithful. It's true, he gives excuses every time. Oh, it's true. He runs away. Oh, it's true. He just doesn't listen. She just does not listen. But you are faithful. What you must always see is what God can do with that life. Apparently, I want to really think that was what Brother Johnson saw. What God can do with one life. And it means that whatever I'm doing today, God is also putting it in his own account. As part of those who sowed the seed. Don't give up on people. Don't give up. Those who have some, I don't want to use Damola as an example again. But those who have some of you who are running away, Damola don't mind me, Gary, you're my guy. That year. You know, blocks that did his number. He's a good example now. He's a good example of a believer. Amen. I'm very proud of him. He's one of those I'm very, very proud of. That's okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. So, if God is a new number, what did I just say? Him that perishes, perishes. I will let him go. After all, it's not my fault. I've tried my best. But that's not what you do. When you block your, you call with another number. Abi?
Hello?
Can you hear the voice?
Block that one.
But you are God's servant. So I'm God's servant. So I don't give up. He wants them to stick with whatever God has put in your hands. See, anyone who comes your way, it's not a mistake. Anyone. I had one brother like that from Akure. He said he wanted me to be his mentor. And I said, that one is overflowing the matter. Mentor. Means if I have mentor. So let's calm down on that mentor issue. But you know what I can do for you? I will always check up on you. You know what I can do for you? Ask me questions. Ask me anything. I will always answer you. And at a point, for like a month, 2 months, he didn't say anything. And I wanted to give him that space. I wanted to know, okay, if he actually meant what he said. And after 3 months, he didn't say anything. I reached out to him personally. I said, how are you doing? How is God's work? Then he tried giving some kind of attitude. But someone who said he wanted me to mentor, I said, he did it. And you don't even know me yet. Because I mentor you 1 month. I said, I knew what the devil was doing. I knew that he came to me at that point for a reason. So that was not the time I was going to let go of him. Even if I was not going to do anything again, I will ensure I get him back on track. So nobody who comes your way is a mistake. So I started calling him, I started following up on him, till I ensured I got the fellowship coordinator's number to put an eye on him, to monitor. I messaged a few people in Accra, a church I know, like I trust the pastor there. Let me monitor this brother. So. When I had a report about 3 months that he was now stable, he didn't mentor him. That is why God brought me there. But imagine after 3 months, I mean, I said, that's ending before. And I'm facing my church. I just knew that happened for a reason. Don't give up on people. Be faithful. Be faithful with God's work. Don't stop preaching. Don't now turn your preaching engagement. Like that brother that used to go and pray every outreach. You now go and sit down at a shop. I'm a Mufanka. I'm a Premier League. They say we are going on outreach. Bro, we say, you will go out with fire. That blessed day I was just passing. He's not in this church. He was not in this church. That blessed day I was just going. Oh God, brother Augustine. This person I'm seeing is broken away. I drew near. He was carried away. Go now. Bro, God bless you. And I leave. I left. I didn't say anything. I just said, God bless you. But I said, sir, I can't explain. What did that mean to explain? I let you sit in. You know, there's postures. There are postures, you know, that this person is not just coming here today. You get what I'm saying? You know, this is a customer. Loyalty. Brand loyalty. He sat like the owner of the shop. Drop that banner. Bro, God bless you. He is not faithful with God's work. There's no reward for that. I've told you that there's no reward for what you do half-heartedly. Yesterday night, Lot's wife, Abi, complacency does not please God. Half-heartedness does not please God. Neither hot nor cold. There's no reward for that. That's, you are wasting away your time. You are wasting away your life. Be faithful. Sorry, it don't run, shedada. Just be faithful. With 1 disciple, 2 disciples, the 3 that you have, ensure that if anything happened, it was not from you. It was not because you were unfaithful. It was not because you were careless. Be faithful. Be faithful with God's work. Are you listening to me? Be faithful. Don't change your unit in church. Don't say works. They are taking my time too much. I want to port. Saka. I want to port to... Which unit can they port to now? Media. You are the engine of media now. There is no port to media. Okay. They port to music team. Where should I port to now? I want to just take a break. Don't take a break. Oftentimes, those who take breaks don't come back. It's something we have seen over and over again. Ask anybody who has ever taken a break from God's work.
will come. You think the devil is a stupid person? Devil and your mate. You know how Peter describes it? Yet he's going to and fro. You think someone is going to and fro on the earth? Sometimes we underestimate the devil and we overestimate ourselves. We underestimate the devil and we overestimate ourselves. We think nothing can happen to us.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'll just take a break. Just 2 weeks break. I don't want to come to any church, meeting. That's 2 weeks break. You know what the devil is going to ensure? He's going to ensure you enjoy it. You get what I'm saying? It will be the best 2 weeks of your year. That's it. Is this what I've been missing? Ah! The pastor, you know, I'll show you that. Tell the prophet. That's just Kalia. What is what I've been missing? That 2 weeks, you will ensure that there is a lot of credit allowed. So you just say, I think I should extend it more 2 weeks. So another 2 weeks, maybe then credit allowed again. That. That's why we eventually kill you when you leave church. But what? People just bring things your way. Some old friends will start coming back. Let us meet up now. What do you call it? Let's hang out. We say, Jerry, you are lying. My God. Let us hang out. Like Judas. You have your own hand. Don't worry about that one. Let's hang out. Let's have your old friends. Remember those days in school when we used to? Let's do it again. That glory can't be seen. Our 10th Saturday night session. Out of 8 sessions, 1/8. If you got 1/8 in university, will you pass our 10th Saturday night session? That's when Pastor used to lay on. Come back. When you walk, when? When you walk now. 250 multiplied by 0. Someone lay hands on Odo, no. Let me just say, nobody can impact you what you don't want. I receive. If you don't have the desires, and if you don't have the passion to serve the Lord, the zeal of the house of the Lord, nothing, nobody, see, even if you can wake Paul, the apostle, from the dead, and he lays hands on you, nothing will happen. Stay faithful. Stay faithful to preaching. Don't take breaks from it. Don't take breaks. Be loyal to preaching. Ensure that there are times in the week that you have set aside to just preach. Aside the Saturday. I know your cell leaders in different cells have now ensured that you have days where you do follow up. If you are doing it on your own, they would have done that. Now by force now, you have to go on. Let me tell you. I guess guys want to preach. Good up. So what I taught you last week, do you remember? Is it that one about Pentecost? Pentecost come. Plenty cheap, you need. The one I talked to you about. Prophets. That is the prophets. Yeah. I can't remember.
What do you remember? What do you remember in this life?
Be faithful to preaching. See, start the way you are. God rewards faithfulness. When you see how you are doing it, that small one that you have, you will discover that you now have more passion and more grace to do more. Those who don't receive grace are those who don't do anything. If you have been around church for a while, you will see people get better. Personally, I know I've gotten better in teaching. And I've gotten better. Go and look at the teachings of 2017 and look at the teachings that we did in 2021. Compare the two spiritual growth. And you will see that there is more grace. And I'm not going to stop. There will be grace for more when you stay faithful to the one you are. Go to jhcmedia.org. It's the product of consistency, of just being faithful. Just be faithful. Be faithful with preaching. Don't take sabbaticals. Don't give excuses. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Just be faithful. Oh, we are preaching in church. Yeah, I'm going to preach. Your faithfulness means, even when you're not doing well, you're going to tell someone that you know is doing well and say, brother, it's okay. Your name is funny. That was okay. Paratosin. Over time now, I've been having issues with. Can we just pray together, can we? You know, that's because you are faithful to what you are doing. But you discover one small challenge like this. Try it. We move. To where? Well, that is moving to. Serving the Lord takes showing up every day. You just have to show up. Just show up. No excuses. Just show up. Be faithful with teaching. Be faithful. Be faithful in your commitment to God, in your convictions. Be faithful. Last year retreat, God told you, he said you are going to be giving to the church. Now, in the church, we don't collect tithe, right? We don't collect tithe. We don't plan to. But you can give to the church, right? You know,
You and you made up your mindset, you're going to be giving to the church maybe so every month. Oh, the shit. This is December. You've got this in your heart. You say I'm doing saying word of knowledge. What's just in your heart? Oh, the shit at all. Throughout. You said you are going to be consistent and you are so happy. You are just doing it like a proper way. You said you are going to be committed to giving to your cell leader, to your pastor. So. This percentage. And you did not do it. And you know it. You know you did not do it. That is infidelity. That is unfaithfulness. Those who serve God are faithful people. Jesus was faithful. Bible says Moses was faithful in all of his house. Those who God, the man God uses is the man who is faithful. The man who doesn't turn back. He doesn't say yes and then say no. That's the man God uses. Are you faithful? Are you faithful to your convictions, to your commitments in your unit? Or our music team, you are a music team. You know, and the prophet said, oh, we are having vigil. We are having this. We are having practice. Are you faithful to it? The music team, I think they pray before every service. I mean, are you faithful to it? Do you see the reason for it? Is there not the cause? You are in the media team. Are you faithful to it? You are in the protocol. Are you faithful? Which other one? You are in works. Are you faithful? You are in the technical team. Are you faithful? Only the faithful gets the crown of glory. Only the faithful. What did Jesus say? He said, well done, faithful servants. Not well done, you have tried, sha. A man you be. Not well done, you don't be God now. You'll be God now. You don't try. Well done, faithful servant. So ask your question. In that your book, am I faithful? Be faithful to meetings. Or be faithful with meetings. Be faithful with meetings. We have certain meetings that we have all year long, right? We have Sunday services. We have Thursday services. We have that midweek service. Cell meetings. Prayer groups. You forget the meeting. Outreaches. Move to the next year. Believers meetings. Glory camp meeting. We are fish of the item when it is. Free life conference, ministers retreat, workers meeting, be faithful with meetings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just be faithful. You know, you can tell yourself that I won't miss a single meeting in the coming year. There are times we travel. Last week, I still traveled. I traveled on a Saturday, went out of Lagos, came back on a Saturday, and I taught on Sunday. Would you have known? No. But what some of you have done? God sees my heart too. Well, God is my, even God knows that, normally, I'll be in that meeting. Sometimes I used to ask people, if you were the pastor, would you not show up? I was not able to make that meeting because it was raining. If you were the pastor, you would say, you would call all your members and say, guys, if you used to ask me this now, service council. You're not going to do that. Show up. It is at those times where we know whether you are actually faithful with meetings. Even if the meeting is not going to hold, show. I thought there was a time in Ibadan when I was senior just president, I called for a meeting on a Saturday, and I think there was something, maybe one election or something, and we didn't factor it. So they said there was riot around South Camp, not around the, what that name was, Genesis Hotel, is Genesis. Around that Genesis Hotel, there was riot and everything. And everything. So I called for a meeting. My mother said, sit down. I said, I called for the meeting. I know people will not show up because they're very slow. And they're very everything that is happening, elections. And I said, but I called for the meeting. Everyone will fall down for the show. Whatever I want to do, packages for me, I'm coming. If you want to kill me, put the knife down. But let me first get there. God then collected the key from about you. Open the church. Then, about three people came. What excuse that gives to three people? I don't know, three people is not, I think I was expecting like 30. But when three people show up, those are three souls. And I thought that you have to show up. That is faithfulness. At least they will understand that. Everybody will understand. It's not my fault. Except they try, and all of us, they try to please this God. You know it's not easy now. No. Faithfulness means whether things are going right or they are going wrong, I am just steadfast. That's faithfulness. Dino banjo. Can you sing that song? Dino banjo. Emi o tele Jesu. Bojo banjo. Emi o tele Jesu. Oh yeah.
Bino banjo bojo lo yo tele. Yesu Christ ja. Anya, ino je ti jo. Ojo lo ko briefly. It doesn't even rain fire. There's no war in the land. Just rain and flood. Water. I'm faithful witnesses. Faithful witnesses. I commended Brother Ayo. Was it last year? No? Brother Ayo. Was it good of us I was talking about? We were talking about him. How that he never missed the retreat. No. Even when he was a student in Akure, who come from Akure, for every meeting, that's commendable. It's commendable. And your own house is there. If you throw stone into your house, why are you not in the meeting? Why should you do up on law? There is nothing more to say. That is just the fact. I know I should have been there. Just some things that happened. Hello, everyone in Bukolo, just some things that happened. I'll explain to you later. Explain now. Well, formulate the formula one. You want to go and calculate? You can cut down the square root of life for me. Say it now. I know it's going to be hard for you to be looking into my eyes and see the line. That means you are going to be a level. Ah, that's master class. You are looking at your pastor's eye and you are still saying, and he said, you have no excuse. You have no excuse. So we are listening to those teaching in church. You didn't listen. You did not listen to it. All of copy yourself in Facebook. What did you learn? All of copy yourself from DHC media. All those things that profound to write for the teaching. Why do I finish? This teaching replaces the believer's focus on it places the believer's focus on while copying. When what did you learn? You know what you did on your phone? Copy. Paste. Let me change this believer to the Christian. Focus. Attention. Who are you deceiving? Yorubas will say, "Eyan meji o le padanu ro." Two people cannot be the victim of a lie. If the person they are lying to does not know that it's a lie, the person that is lying knows that it's a lie. You can't have two victims of a lie. That means you will reap what you sow. Be faithful. Be faithful with things. Be faithful with what God has called you to do. Be faithful with your church. Be faithful with your church. Some have put it, they have made it a part of their life to share the church website where we have the teachings, right? For free. The teachings are free. What they were always saying that we are collecting 50 naira. You know, just 50 naira. We're having tens of thousands of downloads now. Amen. Hallelujah. If it's 50 naira per month, Damola, have you faith? But these teachings are free. Some people have put it as a part of their life to always share it for you. No, no. And you say God's word is great. We feel the earth. You think how we feel the earth is? We'll be walking over the map, we cover the earth. Nothing will. We'll be going over the map like this, we cover the earth. It's by sharing such platforms. Be faithful with what your church is doing. Be faithful with giving. Your God shall be my God. That was the voice of Ruth. Strong words. Where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you die, that's where I will bury. Be faithful. How are you even faithful with your pastor? Before you know, you have listened to one, the reigning pastor now. I don't want to be the reigning pastor. If you are looking for a reigning pastor, please walk out of this church. Did they tie you? You want faithful people. People we can count on. Just like Moses said, he wants to number Israel. People we can say, true Israel. True Israel. True Israel. True Israel. True Israel. Hallelujah. Why did you ask me like that? If I continue, you will look at me. Who is that? Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful with giving. I've always said that the issue with giving is not that you don't have. The issue with giving is that you don't give. I've given 120 naira in a meeting before. 120 naira as offering. You know how ridiculous that is for me? Someone say, is it ridiculous? That's your own natural giving, 100 naira, 50 naira. If they give 50 naira to eat, you, how will you eat? I didn't ask you. Be quiet, when I'm teaching. You give like you are giving, your small niece money. Yeah, yes, offering you are giving is 200 naira. You claim you don't have. It's not you don't have. You don't teach money like that. But you think it's angels that are urinating that generator to give power. supply electricity. Or you think church does not pay bills? We pay for where we are using. We pay. We assist people. You know, all of those things. It is from people who are out of their own giving. When you just come, you sit. See, I don't even like this kind of chair now. Church is doing this kind of chair. The church I attended last week. Oh, that part of it. The church I attended last week. They sit at home. What's wrong with your own bum bum? I need foam. I need AC. Let me respond to that one. AC. Yeah. This church is hot. Make it cold. Welcome, I'm wise, Danny. Or if you cook that cloth. If it's hot, buy AC now. I know you'll buy AC, buy the generator that will carry the AC. But the AC is not the issue. Why are you faithful with giving? Every time they say they are giving for a meeting, your eyes always just turn red. You just always feel sad. Did I at any time beg you for money? Have I begged anyone for money here before? If I have, please stand up. I have never, I will not. I work with my own hands. So if you ask me to give, it's not so that you can help me start a business. I said, I went to school too. Just go and work out, go and work. I'm already working. Don't say, I think it's not working. If you work out for the work, I'm working. Be faithful. Be faithful with what your church is doing. Be faithful with meetings. Be faithful with people. Be faithful with your relationships. You see Jonathan and David. David was Jonathan's friend. What a faithful friend. Even when his own father was against David, Jonathan was the one giving inside information. My father is looking for you. He was one giving signals. No wonder David had to go and look for Jonathan's son. You remember the story of it? He said, go and look for him. Bring him to the palace. He can't be there. He can't be there. You have to be a faithful friend. Are you faithful to your friends? Faithfulness means you don't leave them when things go south. Are you faithful to yourself? Are you faithful to your cell leader? Are you faithful to your pastor? Are you faithful to your family? Some people, they get money and it's all for themselves. If they give someone out of it like this, like you have starved them, everything that you get goes to you. You are not a child of God. Or, better put, you are not acting like a child of God. I have never gotten money and spent 100% of it before. In my entire life. At least till I have known Christ, followed him. I have never. I will always set aside. From children's church, where we do activities Sunday, I will contribute to the decoration they will use. It is part of what we have left with Christ. Even if it's 15 naira that I have, that is left me in the world, can be only learn to be faithful. So we say you be faithful with preaching, be faithful with teaching, be faithful with meetings. Be faithful with your commitment. Be faithful to your church. Be faithful with your relationships. Don't give up on people. Don't give up on things. Don't give up on your ministry. Don't say, Pastor, why is it not working? Be faithful. You know what you are going to do? You be like that woman. Pray and not faint. Pray and not give up. Is that not what Jacob did in Genesis 32, verse 22, 31, where he named the place Bethel? The Bible says, Jacob prayed. He wrestled with the angel all night. So that's what you do. You don't give up. Just stay with something to see it succeed. We don't give up here. Amen? We don't give up. We are strong. We are courageous. We don't faint. So in our work for the Lord, don't say you want to stop. Don't say you want to take a break. Don't say it. Let it not come to your end. Don't miss meetings. Be recklessly faithful. Be recklessly faithful. Be relentless. Are you listening? Be relentless. Always be committed. Always. Such that when they are counting, you can say, how many people? Sometimes I ask the leader, who can you point to and you can say, I can go to and say, so. That's all of you, we have projects in church and I walk up to you. Or brother, I walk up to you. He's always the one you like. And they say, Brussels, I want you to give them. See it as joy. Because oftentimes we just sit within ourselves and try to make it happen. And there are quite a number of things that we have done like that. And we don't consult any other person. So when they come to you, they see you as faithful. And like I mentioned some names, I will not. Lest your reward be here. But I can boldly mention some people in this church who they are faithful. Who we can count on. Abi? You don't have to have much. But we can count on you. Be dependable. Be faithful. Be faithful. Ah, but pastor, how would I see? I actually give. I give a lot. I give a lot. Give a lot is not what you say. It's what you do. Actually, give a lot. Say the armor will give her the meal. That's my middle name. Oh, give come. Is what you do. Is there something wrong if the pastor does not work and he actually stays to see over the church? There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Even though Paul advises that you work with your own hands. But there are some pastors that cannot start working. There are some duties that you have. You have to just stay in church. If some pastors stay like that, if they have some kind of member, nobody will tell them to open shop beside church office. Because you just have people who are not faithful. And that's not you. It's not until you have $1 million or $10 million. The little you are you faithful with it? What was that parable? He just said he gave to one talent. He gave to another 5 talents. He gave to another 10 talents. The one with one, what did he do? He went to bed it. Yeah, because I have just one. I don't know what my master was. The one with 10 talents. He multiplied, he got 15. When Jesus came, when the master came, what did happen? The one that had one, what did he do? He took the one he had and he gave to the one that had 10. Faithfulness is not how many. It is what you did with it. It's not how many disciples. It is the 4 you have, the 5 you have. Are you ensuring to see them grow spiritually? The ones that have come your way, the ones that God has placed in your path, are you ensuring to see them grow spiritually? I'm faithful. Where you go, I'll go. That's faithfulness. That astute commitment. That's faithfulness. Where you go, I'll go. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. That is faithfulness. God is calling us this morning to be faithful. To be faithful. Whatever your hands find doing, do it. And do it well. So even if anything happens, you can boldly say, it wasn't me who gave up. It wasn't me who gave up. I don't give up. I don't throw in the towel. I don't. It's what I have trained myself over the years, and I'm still training myself to give. I don't. At least you know. If I eat rock bottom, watch for it. I'm coming back. I'll come back. I don't give up. Is what I've learned in Christ. If Jesus was unfaithful, you know what he would have done? Immediately saw the blala and the cross, and they are doing the wood, and he's seen the length of the nail. You just say, I'll die next year. I can't die again this year. There's a matter. The nail will eat deep. But it was faithful. And you are faithful. Pray for yourself this one. I'm faithful. Going on. So always be on your side. Never to give up. Give me a heart that does not throw in the towel. A heart that pursues till it succeeds. Give me a
heart like yours. Give me a heart like yours. Give me a heart like yours. I won't give up on the ones you have given to me. Jesus said, none that the Father has given to me will be lost. No man can snatch them out of my hands. That is faithfulness. Faithfulness to my church. Faithfulness to the people you have put over me. Faithfulness to the work of God in my hands. Faithfulness to my relationships. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be faithful. We have just 3 minutes to pray. Yes. I am faithful. Your blood flows through my veins. I am faithful. Every weakness that makes me give up easily, in the name of Jesus, get out. Every attitude that just showing the power easily, I will rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Today I receive faithfulness. I receive endurance. I receive a heart of gold. I put on that never give up attitude. None will the Father has given to me be lost. Are you a faithful friend? Are you a faithful member of the church? Are you a faithful disciple? Oh yes, I'm faithful. Oh yes, I'm faithful. Oh yes, I'm faithful. Pray for yourself, pray for yourself. When you need me, I'll be there. When you need me, I'll be there. I am faithful. I am faithful. Yonder, I'll be there. Faithful in all my house, like Moses. When they are counting the men who live the life of Jesus, I'll be there, faithful. Everyone who I have given up on, you will strengthen me to bring them back home. I'm faithful. Jesus, help me, 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 to be faithful to your will, to your cause, to your church, to your work. Open door you open. Every open door you give, I'll be faithful. I'm faithful to instructions. I won't give excuses. I won't run and hide. I won't take a break. I am faithful. In the name of Jesus. pray. That's what you need to do. In myself, I'm faithful. Jesus, you can count on me. Jesus, you can count on me. I'm available. I won't give up.
devil.